If coffee gives you indigestion, switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Mom and Abner. You know, you'd think that a person who just had the pleasure of eating a good, appetizing meal would get up from the table in good spirits. But unfortunately, it doesn't always work that way. For no matter how much you've enjoyed your meal, you're pretty sure to fall into low spirits, get crabby and cranky, if when you're finished, you get indigestion. And one of the big causes of indigestion is coffee nerves. Though it's true that many people can drink coffee without feeling upset, many others cannot. So if you think coffee upsets your digestion, switch to Postum. Because Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant, it can't possibly give you indigestion. You know, Postum's a cheering, fragrant mealtime drink. It has a full-bodied flavor all its own, a distinctive flavor that millions of families enjoy. So if you suffer from indigestion due to drinking coffee, give up coffee and drink Postum instead. See if you don't feel better even in a few days. And after a reasonable time, after drinking Postum instead of coffee, say for 2 weeks, see if there is an improvement in your digestion that's really something to be delighted with. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, friends, the Men's Protective Association of Pine Ridge has certainly backfired with a bang since the women of Pine Ridge formed their own association. Last Wednesday, if you'll remember, the men who had been locked from their houses asked for some sort of compromise so they could return home. And the women agreed they could return home, of course, providing all the officers of the civic government, that is, the civic government in Pine Ridge, resign, so that the women themselves can run the affairs of the little village. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing the matter with Lum. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a short organ interlude of our theme, Eleanor. And now that we find connection restored at Pine Ridge, we take you to the little community and find the Squire, the Jot 'em Down store, as we said, discussing the matter of the women's new rules with Lum.
No, Squire, I don't want to have a thing to do with it.
Well,
Dunn Lee's on from the office.
Lum, we can't have a woman mayor of this town.
You got to get somebody else to run in, Squire. I ain't going to run against no woman, I know that. What if I get beat? I'd be seen to walk down the street.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, though, Lum. You won't get beat. Now, they've got two women running for the office. They'll split the vote to where you're bound to win.
Yeah, but who'll vote for me? You know, the women of the town is going to vote for one of the women candidates. And all these men agreed the morning to back up the Women's Protective Association and anything they started out to do.
Yes, but Lum, this is ridiculous. Now, we had no idea that they were going to try to take over all the public offices at that time.
Well, they agreed to it anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, Lum. For a lot of these men that agreed to do whatever the Women's Protective Association told them to will renege when it comes right down to it.
What do you mean?
Well, we have a secret vote, don't we?
Yeah, but
a lot of men will naturally tell their wives that they're going to support the woman's ticket. But when they cast their secret vote, why, they'll vote for you.
Now, wait a minute. I hadn't thought about that angle. Gee, there might be something to that, all right.
Why, of course there is. Now, the two women splitting the women's vote Why, you slide in there before they know what's happened. That's where they made the mistake right there, was running two candidates.
Well, I said this morning I never won no part of that election.
Well, now, somebody's just got to save the town for us, Lone. If we let those women get control of this town, why, no telling what'll happen. It'll be a disgrace. A petticoat government, that's what it'll be. Why, we'll be publicized all over the United States.
Well, of course, you can't tell, Squire. They might run things all right. Never have had a chance to find out whether they could or not.
Well, that's not the idea, Lone. It shows a weakness on the part of the men here. Now, what would people say? Come in here and find out that the men never had enough backbone to stand up for their own rights.
Yeah, that part would look funny, all right.
And there's no telling what kind of ordinances they'd pass here. Probably make it against the law to smoke a pipe or whittle. Might even pass a law that men would have to stay home and take care of the children while they run the businesses of the town.
Oh, they can't do that.
Why, sure they can. If they get control of the town, they can do anything. All they'd have to do would be just to pass ordinances to move us right out of the picture. Make it unlawful for a man to operate a business in Pine Ridge.
What would I do? I ain't got no children to stay home and take care of.
Yes, well, you'd more like to wind up a nursemaid or a cook in somebody's home, Lone.
Things I won't do it. That's just carrying things too far.
Well, I'm only telling you what could happen.
Wait a minute. There comes Abner. See what he thinks about this. Why can't you get him to run? No, this woman wouldn't let him.
Yes, that's the trouble, Lone. You're the only eligible candidate whose wife isn't a member of the Protective Association.
Yeah. Grannies, I don't know what they do, hardly.
Well, howdy, fellas.
Come here a minute, Abner.
What's the matter?
Me and Squire were just talking here. He's wanting me to run for mayor again.
Well, you just resigned the office yesterday. If he's wanted that bad, why didn't you keep him?
Well, I just thought it was the best thing to do. The women folks were demanding a new election, so I knowed eventually they was going to ask me to resign, so I just wanted to beat them to it.
Yes, sir, somebody's got to say what's happening.
Yeah, these women folks is getting awful uppity. That Elizabeth's running over me something wonderful here the last 2 days. I know it's one of these times she's going just a little too far, too, in her remarks. I'm going to snap back at her.
Well, just imagine what it'll be like if they get control of the town, Abner. Woman mayor, woman chief of police, woman council.
Yeah, and they're wanting me to be a nursemaid or a cook. Or
cook.
A maid.
Why, yes, if they get control of the town, they might start running the businesses too, Abner. Make the men stay home and do their work. Just trade places.
Yeah, all of us doing women's work.
I dog it, I won't do it. If I've got to cook and chop wood and do field work, I'll run off from home first. That's what I'll do.
Well, I'm merely pointing out what could happen, that's all.
Yeah, I don't see what you ever give up the office for in the first place, Long.
Well, I never did stop to think what could take place to a squire coming here a minute ago and got to talking about it.
Well, you just got to run for the office and get that job back, Long. You got to do it.
The trouble is, all the married men in town have agreed to support this woman's organization. Don't leave hardly nobody else to vote for me.
I told you a while ago, Long, that these men cast a secret vote. They'll vote for you without the women knowing it.
Why, sure they will, Long. I don't at all vote for you.
Well, who are you going to get to run for the other offices, though, Squire? Chief of police, for instance.
Well, I don't have anybody in mind, Long. I hadn't thought much about that, in fact. Probably have to be some single man that hasn't already obligated himself to this woman's organization, though.
There ain't many single men in town to pick from. Like me and Cedric Weehunt's about the only permanent single fellow here that's grown up.
Well, how about Cedric, the chief of police?
Well, I don't know. Cedric wouldn't be a very strong candidate, Abner. We want to get the strongest ticket we can muster together. We've got to win this election.
I doubt we'll get anybody else to run. Wise wouldn't let him.
I doubt it all, Ron.
Do you mean that, Abner?
Well, Elizabeth wouldn't let you, Abner. She belongs to the woman's organization.
Well, what can she do about it if I get elected? She couldn't be no madder at me here right now, no way. If I get to be chief of police, I can protect myself.
Well, I don't know a man in town that would have a better chance of being elected, Abner.
Yeah, who all we got to run against, Squire?
Oh, I don't know, Mom. They haven't gotten their ticket out yet. Somebody said that Mose Moot's wife was one of the candidates they was going to have for mayor, though.
If I can't beat her, I don't want the office no way.
Yeah, well, now, here, man. I'll get busy and see who we can get to run for the alderman. That's what we need now.
I think it'll be the woman's ticket again to men.
Yeah, we'll show them who's running this town.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the time, man. That's the spirit right there. I'll tell you, it's come to a pretty pass when the men have to stand aside and let the women take charge of the city government.
Now, we just won't do it.
Why, no. This is our last stand, men. We've got to win regardless of how we do it.
Well, you can count on me and Abner. We'll do anything you suggest.
Yes, well, that gives us a good start. Long as mayor and you as chief of police, Abner. I don't believe they can beat you. Well, I've got to get out here then and get busy.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Let us know if there's anything we can do.
Yes, yes, I will. Good day, gentlemen.
Good day.
Yeah, so long.
Here's some Cedric.
I hope Lady Beth don't get too mad when she finds out I'm running for chief of police.
Oh, she won't care.
Well, hello, Cedric, my boy. Hello, Mr. Squire. Have a circular.
Yeah, what you got there, Cedric?
Well, passing out hand circulars. Women candidates for office.
Oh.
Bring one of them back here, Cedric. I want to see who all's running.
I want to see who I got to beat there.
Here, passing them all over town.
Yeah, what a dream.
Notice, election to be held in Pine Ridge, March the 1st. The Women's Protective Association will appreciate your support. Honest and economical government.
Federal.
Vote for the following. For Mayor, Melvie Moot.
Oh, that's Mose Moots' woman, yeah.
Yeah, and Mamie Seastrunk.
Every Seastrunk woman. I don't get if I was here, I wouldn't let her on.
For Chief of Police, Elizabeth Peabody. Granny, your woman's running for Chief of Police, Abner.
Oh, my goodness. And I told Squire I'd run for that office myself. What must I do, love? What must I do?
Well, friend, it seems as though the Civil War in Pine Ridge is still far from being settled. You know, one thing you'll notice about folks who are cheery and jolly and likable is they never seem to have a nerve in their bodies. They're generally pretty calm and collected. On the other hand, if you're cranky and cross a good part of the time, it's probably because you feel as though you're all nerves, tense, jittery, and jumpy. And maybe the reason for it is coffee. Coffee nerves. True, there are lots of people who can drink coffee without becoming cranky and nervous. But maybe you, like so many others, cannot. Well, if you think you have coffee nerves, why not switch to Postum? For Postum's a mealtime drink you can absolutely rely on, not to make you nervous. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Enjoy Postum, hot and steaming in the cup. Notice the distinctive full-bodied flavor that's Postum's own. I'm sure you'll find it well worth your while. Or if you're bothered by coffee nerves, just see what happens when you drink Postum instead of coffee. Just give Postum a fair trial, say for 2 weeks, and then see if your nerves aren't in much better shape. So much better that you're mighty thankful you followed my suggestion and switched to Postum. Get Postum from your grocer tomorrow, will you? Now, don't forget, friends, be with us next Monday evening at this same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.